KM4UIO, KM4DTQ. UIO, KM4DTQ. KM4DTQ, clear.
Copy 4DJ, that'd be a mobile.
M4WHM testing. M4WHM testing. Echo link. Over.
Hey Jim, K4OIM. Sounds like you got it, buddy.
I appreciate it, and I'm just playing with it so I can help out Chad. He's having some problems with his, so I'm setting it up and going through the stuff so I'll know what I'm doing when I help him. So I appreciate the response. You have a good one. This is M4WHM, I'll be clear.
M4WHM. If you happen helping Chad, he is a problem. I'm just teasing. I know he's probably in the background listening. K4OIM, I'll be clear.
M4WHM testing. KO4NUE. This is M4WHM Echo Link. KO4NUE, this is M4WHM on Echo Link. Over.
KO4NUE, how are you today, Bill?
I'm good, Chad. I set up Echo Link, and I'm able to adjust the volume readily. So whenever you want to, we can work on yours. Over.
Roger that. I am on Highway 11, headed to the house. And are you at work? Can you talk on the landline?
Yeah, you can give me a call on my cell phone. I'll be fine. I've got it with me, and I'm just sitting in my office.
I'll call you here in just a second. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
And 4WHM clear. Echo link test.
4DJW mobile, again.
JW, KO4NUE, how are you today, Dave? You having a good day?
Hey, Chad, trying to get everything in order to go flying. I got over there at Cunningham Fire Department. I'm just, you know, doing my routine checks that I do on my way over there to see if I forgot anything. Could not find my glasses. Had to turn around and go back home and get my glasses off the kitchen table. And now I'm on my way back to the airfield again. So it's going good. That beats the alternative, which would be working all the time, not being able to do fun stuff. How about you? How's your day going?
Man, I'm telling you, I've had a wonderful, wonderful 2 days. KI4DTY came up to the cabin yesterday afternoon. We grilled some hamburgers, and I got to meet him and just had a ball. I mean, had a ball. And then Gary came up this morning for breakfast and spent, I don't know, about 2 hours, 2 or 3 hours with him, I guess. And we had a really good time. And I think he may be giving you a call or something. I had him take a look at the place and see what he thought about, you know, antennas and things like that. And he was, I'll just let him talk to you about it, I guess.
On the radio about it for a little while, and he sounded very enthusiastic about it. And I told him I was wanting to come over there and take some pictures with a multirotor. Amy's been sick for the past, 4 days. She just went back to work today. She's about to leave to go to Washington tomorrow. I don't know if she's going to go or not. But she's been in bad shape. I took her to the hospital. They couldn't do anything for us. They wouldn't even let me in. They told me to wait in the parking lot. But she felt better this morning since she went to work. I don't think it's COVID or anything like that. But so I will get over there. I just don't know when.
No hurry or anything. I don't want you to feel pressed or anything to do it, but when you come, bring all your flight gear, and just make a day of it. I mean, because it's a beautiful place to spread your wings or whatever, and get out and use the quadcopter or airplane, whatever. There's a guy here that lives, he's from California. His name is Dave too, and he flies quadcopters up here. So just come on up. Let me know when you're gonna come, and I'll have lunch or something, and just take a look at the place and see what you think. I think it would be a good place for an event. It's all set. I mean, it's got the structures and everything here. So just let me know what you think, I guess.
And get some pictures and some video, and then take it back to the club. We're also trying to get some interest stirred back up in some of the older club members that used to do that all the time, that you don't hear them on the radio anymore. And they have called me. I got a call from a few of them in the not-too-distant past, right within the last 4 or 5 months, and they are interested in getting back in again. That would be a good starter to get them fired back up, get their finals and their radios dusted off, and get everybody back together. It's been quite a while. Probably been 8 or 9 years since we've all been together like that. And that would be a good thing. I think they would enjoy it. W4DJW.
I'll bring the Kubota up, or if that's what you decide to do, and the ones that can't get around too good, we'll set them up in a nice place and get them so they're mobile and you know, can get around and look at the place. And the ones that don't want to do the radio, they can go up the pond and fish, I guess. But you let me know when you're ready. It's available, and we'll work out some details if you decide that's a place people could enjoy in the radio world, I guess. But yeah, so sorry you left your glasses. Maybe, you know, so let me let this repeater cycle. I'll tell you how I fix that problem, because I have the same problem. Every time I go to Walmart, I buy the cheapies, the six packs, and I just put them everywhere. And I put one pair in the glove box of the truck that I don't ever open, and just leave it in there, and another two or three in the door panel. And that's how I get away from that, because I cannot see without my glasses anymore. So that's kind of what I do. And they're cheap enough to where it'll get you by, but maybe you have prescriptions. I don't know, but that's how I don't have prescriptions. That's the way I do it. But KO4NUE.
I've got drawers full of glasses like that too, before they got so bad that I had to get a prescription. And then I got the prescription, and it took me like 4 or 5 prescriptions with different doctors to finally get a doctor that was good enough to get a pair that worked. And I've had that pair since, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And they're all scratched up, but they're the only ones that work really good. So I've got tons of them, prescription and not, and cheaters, both. But these are the... When I'm serious about making some progress, I look right through those cuts and scrapes. and these are what I've been tempted to do is go to the eye doctor and say, can you replicate these? I need a Star Trek replicator, because those guys have a really hard time getting it right. One guy got it right, but it was only when you're looking straight out the middle. If you tilted your eyes a millimeter, it got blurry. I don't know how the guy that did this one, I don't know which one of them did this one, this pair, but that's the only pair that works for me. So that's kind of been I need to stop, take some time, go to the eye doctor and get it fixed, but I just can't. I guess can't spare the time.
You can spare the time. You're just having a good time. you don't want to quit. And, hey, I get it, man. I get wound up in what I'm doing down in the machine shop sometimes, and I can't stop, you know. And before I know it, it's 9, 10 o'clock at night, and I'm aggravated because I got to go to the house. But I get it, I do. But yeah, you take care of your eyes, man. You retired and you got the time. Just probably a much more enjoyable experience for you if you got your spectacles fixed up. But anyway. All right, Dave, well, I won't hold you up, but I'm just going to let you know that Gary came up, and we had a really good day, and I think the club could benefit from it, but that'd have to be your call. KO4NUE, I'm clear, Dave. Have a wonderful day, sir.
All right, Chad, good talking to you. Yeah, I think once I find a pair that works, I'll get a half a dozen. I'll tell them, make me a half a dozen of those things. And do, like you said, just spread them out all over the place. That's the way my wife does it, too. She doesn't have to have prescriptions, so she's got them all over the place. She's comes everywhere you look, she's got glasses. Sometimes she says, can you go get me my glasses downstairs? And I tell her they're on your head. She just has to pull them down. Anyway, Chad, good talking to you. Take care. Have a good rest of the day. I'm going to go over here and poke some hole in the sky. KO4NUE, W4DJW Mobile.
KO4LAO.
Come over here at Foothills and do some flying.
4DJW, KO4LAO. Good afternoon, Dave. Heard you and Chad talking there and thought I'd raise my hand just a real quick bit. Yeah, I got some batteries charged up. I really need to get out and burn them off, but right now I'm running to the recycling center.
Foothills, if you finish that task and decide to burn that charge off those batteries, you can't leave it on there too long. You know, you got to pull it down to the middle of the road or else they'll swell up.
Yeah, it's not a good habit for mine.
Hills is, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm a member there.
All right, well, we're over here waiting on you. I got to hop out and open the gate. There's a truck in there, but the gate's closed and locked. There's two cars in there with a closed gate. Anyway, catch you later, W4DJW. Getting out, getting on the gate.
Okay, Dave, we'll talk to you soon. KO4NUE, KO4LAO. Chad, you still on?
KO4LAO, KO4NUE. Hey, Jim, how are you, bud?
I was listening to you the last day or so, and sounds like you've had a good time out where you're hunting.
Honestly, Jim, I don't hunt anymore. I got back from the last deployment, and I just not interested in hunting anymore. I used to be an avid hunter, but not anymore. But yeah. So, have you heard anything? Well, I'll give you a call on landline. I've been up here at the deer camp out of the loop for about 3 days, off and on, probably five. But I'm headed back to the house now, and I'll give you a call on the landline when I get home. But you've been doing okay, everything on your end?
Oh yeah, just trying to get my head around CW. It's been driving me nuts. I'm making some progress there, and hopefully if I stick with it there, I'll eventually figure at least get to a happy medium there where I can converse online without getting lost about who's transmitting what. So it's working out pretty good. I'm headed up to the recycling center to get rid of a bunch of stuff. Heard you on the radio, thought I'd give you a call, shout out real quick. But yeah, when you have some time, just give me a call. I'll give you an update.
I've been out of the loop, and I'll get caught up here probably in a couple of hours. I'm trying to get down Highway 11 with a 30-foot gooseneck, and I'm pretty heavy, so I'm struggling just a little bit. But other than that, things are going well, and no bear up at the camp. Seems like he's gone, I guess, and thank goodness for that. But everything went really well. I got to meet Newham, KI4DTY came up and ate some hamburgers with me the other day at the camp, and really nice guy. And Gary came up and ate breakfast with me this morning, and we had a really good time. So I guess I'm really enjoying this part of the hobby, getting to meet people and put a name with a face. I guess. just really enjoy it. Feel for it, QE.
I look forward to hearing about it. Listen, I'll let you get on down the road, but I'm going to be heading out to the recycling center, and I may actually have to dust off my drone this afternoon with Dave nudging me there to go out to foothills. We'll see. Well, look, I'll be clear on your last KO4 NUE, KO4 LAO, clear.
Holler this afternoon, and we'll figure out kind of what I need to do. But I think I'm pretty close. But I'll talk to you about it on the cell phone there. All right, thank you, Jim. Have a wonderful day. KO4 LAO, KO4 NUE, I'm clear.
Be careful. K4VWA, W4DJW.